This recording, Russia 18, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagate Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comagate Secure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. "I was born in Moscow and I've lived here all my life. I started learning English when I was 5 and attended my local school. There, the teacher told me that I had a knack for languages. So, after some time, I changed schools and started learning French as well. By the end of my school, I was able to understand both spoken and written English. However, my own pronunciation left much to be desired. Still, it didn't prevent me from entering Moscow State Pedagogical University and graduating with honors as a teacher of English and French. There, I was taught the RP variation of English, and I'm still trying to stick to it. Finally, it should be noted that I've never been to English-speaking countries, I've never lived abroad, and used English mainly for talking to non-native speakers of English. Thank you for your attention."